the sun. Tell me what you do. Hello and welcome to the Dad Podcast. Oh boy, I thought this was going to be a good idea. And
it's loud as hell.
Nobody can hear you. You see, if you don't talk into the microphone, no one can hear you.
They can hear me now.
Oh, this is not how I wanted this to be. Maybe we're not going to put this out. Is that I told my wife, I said, hey, Bill's out of town. He's doing a shoot. Our listeners like you. Why don't you and I do an episode after the kids go to sleep? My wife takes this very seriously, settles down with a bowl of ice cream, and they won't even talk into the microphone. I hit play on the music, record. She's like, turn it down. It's too loud. Turn it down. I'm like, no. She's like, it's too loud. And you've never done this. You're trying to tell me how to do this.
No, but I listen.
I know you listen. Does it sound loud when you listen?
No.
Exactly. Crying out loud. That's the point of our relationship, is that she is constantly telling me how to do things that I know how to do. Not that she knows how to do. It's not like when I go, I'm like, oh, here, let me choreograph this dance, or let me put together a loan for somebody, and then she comes in and goes, hold on. Let me show you how to do this. Are you sure that's the way that you should be fixing the plumbing in the car? Is this the best way?
Yeah. In the car?
I don't know. I'm tired. Yeah, good. Yeah. Way to go. That's what I need right now. Another kick in the nuts. That's what I need to. No, you don't. If you love me, you would just let me do stuff. Yeah. You would just be like, he knows what he's doing. I'm
going
to fall in line. No, you're not. See? You had a point. If you would have just stopped, you would have won because I said plumbing in a car. All right. Before I start, I want to say thank you to George and Tiffany. They came out to see me in Indianapolis. They're a couple of...
that's cool.
George is a new listener. Tiffany listens already. She's in our fantasy football team. So had a great time in Indianapolis. I'm looking forward to going to Columbus, Ohio on Wednesday, and then I'm off to Omaha, Nebraska right after that, so wish me all luck for all the listeners there. Here's what I want to talk about, because this kind of came up a little bit today, and I think it's nice, and I think you and I feel comfortable talking about this kind of stuff. The ice trays did come back. I forgot about the ice trays. Oh, God.
Well, if you do two instead of four.
Because why? Why do you have to have four ice trays?
Because we always run out of ice. I like a lot of ice.
Yeah, you like a lot of ice, mm-hmm. But do you understand the concept of how ice trays work?
I didn't know there was a concept.
There is a concept. You see, what happens is if you use two ice trays, right, and then when the ice cubes freeze, you immediately dump them into the bucket and then immediately fill them up with water. Those will then begin freezing. Now, if you have not used your surplus of ice in the bin, that's why it exists there. If you've not used that, and then once ice cubes are made again, then you dump those. Now you've completely filled the bin up with just two dumps, right, of perfectly good cubes. Then you put water in the ice trays, and then you let ice sit there. And then when it gets halfway, now you have a constant replenishing system. I mean, the only thing that you have to worry about is maybe the ice cubes at the bottom get stale because you don't do a first in, first out, because I'm not that anal. Mm. But I'm aware of it. That's how anal I am. I'm at least aware that the ice should be rotated in some manner to keep the ice cubes fresh. That's all you got?
Mm-hmm.
You're not even going to throw in your two cents on this? Where you're not going to weigh in? You're not? It's because people don't need to hear me talk for an hour.
No, because if I should just sit here.
No, that's this is the time that you should not sit here. This is the time that you should throw your opinions out there, because here's what people think. We've had people comment on iTunes about mm-hmm. this. They said that they don't understand how our wives allow us to be so disrespectful. It's a commonly known fact. Kim does not listen to the show.
Yeah.
You, however, do.
I do.
So here you have the forum.
Uh-huh.
You can tell all of the listeners your side of the story. You
I
can sit
had
here.
The ice cube argument. Ice cube argument.
And yeah.
Yeah. No. I'm over it.
Okay.
Fill them up and.
Because here's my other thing.
I've made a better effort about not keeping the thing empty. I can't talk.
is going to be a great episode. Sweet Jesus. This is a bonus episode. So I hope that you go. Well, then why did you say you want to do this?
If well,
you're
like, it'll be fun.
Like, it's not fun. It's not fun if you're sitting here going, I don't want to talk.
No, I'm just going
to sit here.
No.
Then it's not fun for anybody. It's not fun for the listeners.
Well, I'm over the ice cubes. Move on with the ice cubes.
All right, let's move on. Because here's what I want to talk about.
They want to hear about the ice cubes. They can listen to the other episode.
I want to talk about how I feel quasi-emasculated as a man, because I'm the stay-at-home parent, right? Well, you go and you have a real job that you go do, right? Mm-hmm. Which is a great job. You make great money, far more than I do. I don't really have... I think I would be lying to say I don't have a little bit of an issue with it, but it's not a huge issue.
Yeah, you know like it, yeah, I get it.
You know what I mean? I would like to be able to say, yeah, listen, I'm the man. I take care of my family.
Well, I'm sure there's... like, especially nowadays, I'm sure that's going on a lot more. Much more. The guys stay at home with the kids, and I'm sure they feel the same way.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But here's my point, is that what I have learned recently is that I know that it's not gender-based now. It's whoever is staying at home. Because there used to be a lot of things of, hey, I have hot food on the table when he gets home, and he completely doesn't appreciate it, and, you know, yada, yada, yada. Now, I've mentioned on this show where I've said that, you know, I've tried to time dinner so that when you walk in, dinner is ready. Mm-hmm. But you never have walked in at the time that you're supposed to walk in, which I think is what every man wrestles with. And so I wanted to hear your side of it, is that how is it that you feel when you come in the door? I've got dinner coming ready to where you can come in, you can change out of your clothes. I'm sure you got to do some kind of milking of some kind to feed our child. And then come in. And then when I get frustrated because you can't come and sit down and eat when I need you to eat, or you come in late, how do you feel when that happens?
Well, I appreciate the food being ready because it smelled really good and I was really, really hungry. But I wasn't late.
I know you weren't late today. Oh, God. This is going to be...
Well, with this new job, it's very different because I know when I get off work. So
yeah,
it's
I know.
Much easier.
I know, but it still happens. It still happens, right? Like today
I went upstairs and changed clothes.
And then you decided you're just going to give all the kids a bath. Like,
well, because you said we had 30 minutes. So
I thought,
do that and get that out of the way, okay, then we can chill.
All right. So how do you feel when I have to give you a countdown? Because here's how I feel. How I feel is that I've done this thing that is entirely for you. Mm-hmm. It's not for me. I do it entirely for you. And I know that, and I'm being 100% honest with what goes through my brain, because there's another side of my brain even right now that's going, well, then if it's just for her and she doesn't care about it, then why do you do it? You know what I mean? Why are you so uptight about it? And I don't know. Maybe it's I choose this as a channel to throw all of the stress that I had.
If dinner wasn't ready, I'd be fine with it. Like,
I know.
It'd be no big deal.
I know that, yeah, you're not gonna come out and backhand me.
But when you do have it ready, it's super, super sweet. Yeah, I appreciate it.
But I know that when you come home, it's nice to have dinner. And there's a little bit of, I live by a lot of like what my grandma taught me when I was a kid. It's you know, do unto others as you would want them to do unto you kind of thing. So maybe I'm backtracking too much. Let's just do this. You come home, you walk in the door. The baby needs to eat. Jack needs to eat. Jacob immediately wants your attention, which is all of it as it should be. It's timing, all that stuff. I've already fed Jack, though, so he's okay. And then I say, okay, well, dinner's going to be ready in about 30 minutes. Jacob wanted to put pajamas on. I said he had to take a bath because he slept in so late that he peed through his diaper. And so I had to wash the bed sheets and stuff for his bed and all that stuff. And I just didn't want... I gave him a cleaning, but I didn't give him a bath or whatever. So I'm like, well, I didn't want him to skip a bath or whatever. So you decide, and I say, well, he's got to take a bath first. So you take that to mean he's going to take a bath right now. So you're going to give both kids a bath in the 28 minutes you had before my meatloaf would be ready. Mm-hmm. And why is that?
Well, I didn't do both. I just did Jacob and then did spit and polish for Jack. But because I knew I only had
okay. La, 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 la. Is that my
I
point?
Is
my
is the point is I knew is I my had point? A half hour, and then if I did it then I won't have to do it later.
Right.
We can sit and hang out and have dinner and then be done. And that's exactly what happened.
Sort of. When I pulled my meatloaf out, it was like a little bit of a... You saw it. It was
really good.
All right. I'm sure it was.
We weren't even up. We were up there like at less than a half hour.
Yeah.
Or at a half hour.
Exactly. That's my point.
Yeah.
But why do you think this bothers me so much in your mind?
I don't know, because in my mind, I'm getting the shit done faster so we can sit and chill. But in your mind, I think we weren't sitting at the dinner table eating it 20 minutes when you told me 30 minutes.
I think it for me, like if it was a sauce like thing, then it wouldn't bother me. But because it's a meatloaf and the longer the meatloaf sits there in the warmth, it dries out. I think that's where it comes from. Believe me, I'm fully aware of how emasculating this is, how much of a pussy this makes me sound like. The only comfort I have is that somebody can, some dude, honest to God, my only comfort is that some guy who listens to the show, some dad is listening. He's listening and he's going, oh, that's why she's so fucking bitchy when I walk in the door. And then I'm hoping that because here's what I think we could take advantage of, because our roles aren't stereotypical, right? So what I'm noticing is that it isn't a male-female perspective. And you have to tell me and our listeners if I don't have a man mind. You know what I mean? Like if I don't work like a regular guy. Because I kind of think I do. But I don't know. But I know I cry and stuff like that. But anyway. So here's my point. So I think it's interesting that you could come in and be completely lackadaisical and not unappreciative. You appreciate it in the sense that you come to me and you say, thank you for cooking dinner. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's not a level of appreciation where you could say, you know what? He's put work into this. I know he's had a crazy ass day and he still had dinner ready and got all this stuff done. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do whatever I can to not fuck that part up.
I came in the door and I was standing there and I even said, is there anything I can do to help you? And you were like, no. And
then No, that's not what I said. I said,
oh my goodness.
I said, that one needs to go to bed, but he needs to get his clothes changed first. Mm-hmm. And then Jacob came to you and said, I need pajamas.
Yes.
And then I said, he's got to get a bath.
Right. So then I thought, oh, well, let's go do it all now because we have a half hour.
Right. We've already covered this. You're very good at talking in circles. So my point is, my question is that why do you think it's not at a level where you think I'm not going to do anything to get in this way at all?
Well, because when I was standing there and I thought, okay, well, I'll go pump and then come downstairs. And is there anything you can do to help? Then that wasn't helping you because you were still flustered.
Yeah.
Before I went and took the kids upstairs. You were still flustered. So I thought, well, okay, well, if I get out of his way and let him finish what he's doing, and then I've got all the kids out of his way because he's had the kids day long.
The kids are not in my... No, that I really don't think my mind works that way. I know I get frustrated with them, but I don't want them away from me because of my mommy issues. Like, I want them near me. I never want them to feel like I don't want them or anything. I know I talk about, I joke about it on the show.
It helps you get whatever you want to get done.
No, not when it's already done. I did it all.
You were just waiting for it to cook.
Yeah.
And in that time, it was cooking.
Yeah.
I did something that we weren't going to have to do later.
All right.
See, these are the moments where when I think that I'm being proactive and taking care of something so we don't have to take it later, like do it later.
All right, let's talk about proactive.
It really pisses you off anyway. So no matter what I do,
this is my
point.
It still
pisses you off.
This is where I think everybody can relate.
Because if I would sit on my ass, then it'd be like, oh,
no,
what's that fucking bitch doing?
No.
Come in, you're sitting on her ass.
Quite the opposite. Because I know you wouldn't sit on your ass. You would sit down and have quality time with your kids. Because you complain about how you get home.
I can have quality time with the kids while they're taking a bath.
I didn't think of that. But here's the thing. If you're sitting on the couch and just reading the book like you were doing later on that night, when it's time to eat dinner, that's over. But a bath is something that, okay, well, now we have to worry about getting him in. We have to get his hair washed. We have to rush him through all these things. And then we have to get him out, get him dry, and then get him down here. Not to mention the fact that you're going to you're going to bathe a toddler and then give him food. Which to me is just absolutely insane.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of bass backwards.
Yeah. Now we're thinking proactively. That part with that now we can go, oh, bass backwards, yes, but it saved me 20 minutes later. Where, you know what I mean? Like maybe we could have all gone up. We've done that before where I sit on the toilet while you bathe the kids and we all hang out in the bathroom and that's fine.
I'm not sitting on the toilet like peeing or pooping, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
But just in case they thought like you were taking a dump.
What difference would it make if I would?
Well, because that's just weird.
You haven't crapped in front. We've crapped in front of each other and our children.
No, I kick you out.
Huh?
I kick you out.
Why do you kick me out?
Because that's just weird.
Well, not anymore. Now I feel like there's a barrier in our relationship that I'm not comfortable with. I want to be in there.
Yeah?
I want to be in it. I want to know your muskiness.
No. Ew. That's gross.
So here's my other point. Because I think it's an interesting thing to discuss is that, so I go out on the road
right? I leave on
oh,
a...
Oh, God, here we go.
I leave on a Wednesday to go to Indianapolis.
I think you just picked today just to... This is the venting session that I get to be a part of.
Do you... You listen to the show, right?
Yes, I do. But that's, now when you're having to do it face to face, it's different when you're talking about me behind my back.
I don't talk about you behind your back. Well, you know I fully am aware that you
I'm
listen to the show.
Now I'm sitting in front of me and I'm like, oh, I can't escape this.
I find a lot of pride, honest to God. I find a lot of pride. I find a lot of comfort in the fact that I'm fully aware that you are going to hear everything that I say.
Yeah, well, I don't
and care. I have no desire to pull any punches.
Yeah.
Anything at all. Like, yeah. I feel like, because there's nothing that I say on the show that I would not say directly to your face.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the other thing that I wanted to talk about was that I go to Indy.
So share it with 5,000 people.
Exactly. Why not? I go to Indy. They like it. They like it.
I'm
I think.
Glad.
I know it sounds blowhardy.
I seriously.
I
think
don't
we should
mean
put a video
for it to.
Camera up in the corner.
No.
Or something.
No. No. Yeah, that's what they need to. You right now sitting with your maroon fleece blanket acting like. You know how many people in the Midwest would be pissed at you right now because you're acting like it's cold in Southern California?
Yeah, I got my tank top.
Ladies
on
and gentlemen,
and my long
it's 71.
Shirt,
I'm not kidding.
Pants.
It's 71 degrees in my apartment right now.
Yep.
71 degrees.
I am cozy.
And she acts like we are in the dead of winter of Chicago. And, or in some, we're living in Abraham Lincoln's log cabin, the way this woman walks around the house. Like, there's no heating, there's no nothing. It's like we have no way of keeping warm. She walks around with a blanket like she's an 87-year-old woman.
I'm cozy. I like to be cozy.
Cozy, Maya. And what am I wearing right now?
Shorts and a t-shirt.
Shorts and a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because it's summer weather here all the damn time. Mm-hmm. It's either the sun is not out and it's a little, no, this is getting boring. But here's my point. So I go to Indianapolis. I try to get back as early as I can on Sunday. I also want to paint this picture. While I'm in Indianapolis, I do nothing. I do nothing but daydream and miss the shit out of all of you. Like, I sit there in a hotel room, and I work. I work during the day, but I spend a lot of time by myself and just missing and wishing I was home and wishing that I could hug my kids and that I could hug you, wishing I could do a little more to you. That would also be outstanding to have on the road. And then I come home, and then I try to get home earlier, but I couldn't. So I get in last night about 9:30, 10 o'clock. I walked from the airport to the house. Now, just
your face was freezing cold. I can't believe you
oh
walked.
My God.
I told you
that's
to take a $5
point.
Cab ride.
That's the point.
$5 for
right.
the cab, but you walked?
You know why I didn't get a $5 cab ride?
Why?
Because how many times did you go to McDonald's in the time I was gone?
Twice.
Yeah.
Once was my idea, once was Jacob's.
Oh,
idea.
Right. Really? You're going to throw the 3-year-old mm-hmm. under the bus?
He did.
He's going to listen to this too someday. Are you,
he did
you know?
Really good too.
He did really good. Anyway, here's my point. I walk back because it's only about maybe 10 blocks to the airport. It's a 15-minute walk, maybe 20, if that.
$5 cab ride.
And a $5 cab ride. But again, do you really want to go in? I hope people find this entertaining because, here, honest to God, you went to McDonald's twice. Where else did you go?
We went shopping for a couple days.
You went shopping for what?
Well, I started to go get a hat for Jack, which ended up $70 later.
And how many hats did you buy for Jack with that $70?
Two. Now, granted, this is a consignment store. It's not even like full price stuff. This is a consignment store.
Now, this is great because here's what I feel like. I feel like Diane Fossey with the gorillas. Or is it Diane Fossey with the gorillas in the mist? Am I thinking? Or is it Jane Goodall? I think Jane Goodall worked for Diane Fossey.
Google it.
Ah, should. You're right. So here's my point is that I feel like because this is a show for dads, is that I feel like I'm a scientist trying to wrap his mind around the mentality of a woman. Because here's what you just did. You said American zoologist is Diane Fossey who undertook the extensive study of gorilla groups. Yeah. Okay, good. So what you did was you pulled the classic female maneuver of, first of all, I went to get a hat for our infant because the cold is a-coming. Soon in Southern California, temperatures will reach as a blistering 66 degrees.
Yeah.
The wind may kick up to a 6 to 7 mile per hour gust for 30 seconds. It's not cold. It's not gold. People who listen to the show know what fucking gold is, okay? They know what it is. They know what it feels like, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't spit in their faces.
I'm not,
I love
spitting
these people.
In their face.
All right?
I couldn't hack it. I don't know how they do it,
right,
to be honest.
So you, but I'm saying you can't call them cold when you've never experienced cold.
Okay.
All right? So you go to get a hat, and then you say,
well, I really got,
you drop $70 in clothes, mm-hmm, because you bought a bunch of long sleeve shirts and pants, I'm assuming, for Jacob.
No,
and
just
boots,
a couple shirts and some snow boots.
And, but you have to, you, so instead of saying, I think $70 was excessive, here's what you say. You have to understand it was at a consignment store. So when I was spending money in an irrational way, I was kind of being rational about it. You understand what that means? Do you understand,
yeah,
that that's the flow of logic that you do? Now, to me, I take it as an insult to my intelligence that I can't see through the flaw in that logic. It's the same thing of, I had to buy it. Your mother does this. I had to buy it because it was 25% off. Mm-hmm. Even though you didn't need it, mm-hmm, I had to buy it because it was 25% off.
Well, the stuff I got, though, we actually needed.
My classic, the classic thing my wife will do is she will buy a bunch of stuff, then decide she doesn't like something, then go back to Macy's or wherever she got it from to return it because she's like, or she constantly is singing, I need this, but don't worry, honey, I have a credit. I have a credit at Marshall's. I have a credit at Ross.
I have a credit at Macy's right now.
I know you do.
$56.
I have a credit, right? So she acts like she's going to go get shoes and it's not going to cost me a dime. But here's what can't happen. You can't go and spend less than your credit. You have to always drop another $20 on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not, but you, but it, which is fine. It, I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is like, don't worry, I have a credit. It's going to be less than $60. And then I see show up at our little checkbook register, $83 or whatever pops up, or somehow $23 pops up on Macy's. And I'm like, wait a minute. So wait, she had to buy $80 worth of shoes? And it's usually more than what you need. You bought more than what you needed because they were cute or you liked them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what you were doing. Was that all you did? You went shopping? What else did you do while I was gone?
Oh, we went to the library on Friday, and then we went to the library on Saturday because they had a magician.
Yeah, Jacob talked about that.
Cool.
What else did you do? You shopped also for other things, right? Didn't you?
Yeah. I had my best friend found out she's having a girl.
So you went nuts and bought clothes,
yeah,
for the girl,
mm-hmm,
right?
They have 60% off at a consignment store for,
right,
clothes.
There it is again.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
I got
gosh.
Two sacks of girl clothes for $35.
Oh, damn it.
That's,
do you
awesome,
understand that if you don't have
like
that $35, though, that makes it irrelevant? Did you hear what I said?
If I don't have the $35, it makes it irrelevant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she said she'd pay me back for it.
You're doing her a solid. And
so
her
I
husband.
Have a $35 credit
from Becca. Yeah, that's great. So here's my other point. All right. So during all this, all you did when you for food is you just went to McDonald's a couple times?
A couple times. And then we had hot dogs, and then we had chili and sandwiches.
So
and tacos.
You only went out to eat
tacos
twice.
Yeah, and then I made spaghetti for dinner. Mm.
Then I'm wrong.
First,
for a second there, I remember seeing the register start popping up with all these different places that you had been to eat.
No, that was in your dreams.
No, that was not. No, but I wish I don't.
No,
I,
it was two times to McDonald's.
All right.
Once on
there was
Friday,
no Panda
once
Express
on Saturday. No.
Hmm. Somebody's using our card inappropriately. No Starbucks?
No. Not while you were gone.
So that was before I left.
Maybe.
No, son of a bitch. Fucking hate you when you do this shit. No. I completely am spinning around your point like I am being interrogated in a courtroom. I can spin it like, you know, you're not a politician running for office, right? I'm not digging up dirt. I'm trying to make a point and find the answer. And when you, anyway, so here's my point. And I'm not angry about this. I think it's very funny and because I'm used to it after 15 fucking years of this shit. So
I like when you do that. It's funny.
What?
Fuck.
It's my new way. I like
it's
it.
Funny.
I said
like
it
too.
About Oso and in Indianapolis or an outer fucking space that makes
mm-hmm.
me laugh.
That's really funny.
So anyway, so I come home, 10 o'clock at night. Now, I have 2 days. In these 2 days, I have a bunch of stuff that comes up with the building. I walk in the door, set my luggage down to find that the lights aren't working for somebody where they could trip and fall when they're getting up to getting ready to go to work. I have a washer dryer that's not working, a toilet that is broken, a bathtub that is leaking. I also have to swap out stoves in this 2 days now. I have 48 hours at home, and this is everything I have to do, right? So imagine my surprise and glee and sheer joy when I wake up in the morning, right, to find out that my oldest son is sleeping in, and so did my youngest son, right? They slept in. Everything is going to be great. And then when it comes time to prepare food for them and myself, I find a refrigerator that is fucking empty.
It wasn't that empty.
It wasn't that empty.
No, it wasn't. I just ran
Was there milk?
I just ran out of milk for him.
For
there
him.
Was milk for us.
No, there was no milk for us.
There was.
Nope, there was a milk thing for him, oh, just so you know.
There was See, cheese and lunch meat.
You're completely unaware.
In there.
Cheese and lunch meat, right. Because I should eat appetizers in the fucking day. That's what I need.
There's eggs.
I need a diet of hors d'oeuvres.
There was there wasn't any. There was pancake mix in
right.
the fridge.
Yeah, great. More homework. That's what I want.
There's there was a soup. And all that stuff.
So here's what happens, people who listen to the show, that I hope to God are laughing at this and finding some
kind
of
giggling moment. And I feel bad that I
giggling moment.
Like, wasn't pro, like, didn't think
so
of Wednesday. I only
as soon as the
tomorrow.
Kids, as soon as the kids get up, I immediately also, my wife spends time catching up on the 3 months of receipts that she's behind on her end of the deal with the building, which now I'm taking over because she's working full time, which is fine. So then I have to post all those. I have to post notices that I have to turn off the water to fix the leaking tub because there's another leaking tub as well that I have to do at the same time, right? So I post that. As soon as that's done, I fix the toilet when I post the notice because the person was there. And then I throw the kids in. I have to go to the hardware store to get all the supplies that I need for tomorrow. Then immediately run to the grocery store. Now, because the fridge was so full, all it took was a mere $122 to replace the minuscule amount of food that was missing, right? I do all that so that I could get it back in time before the 4 hours are up that Jack has to eat. I walk in the door. And then what do I do? What do I do also while I'm out at the grocery store? I think, you know what would be... I did laundry in the middle of the night, which I... Oh, that's right. Thank you for reminding me that. I started laundry as soon as I got home, so there would be less for me to do. And what did you say?
Don't finish it. Don't start it if
you
can't
finish it. Oh, Jack just woke
up.
Yeah, you said... I go, is the washer going to bother you? And you said, no. Well, I wish you hadn't started. I don't understand why you started in the middle of the night. And I said, because this is what I have to do in 2 days, right? So here's what I do. I go get all the food. I come home, and while I was there, I also said, you know what Natalie really enjoys for lunch? She enjoys soup in a bread bowl when the weather is cold, and I put that in air quotes that you can't see. So I buy a couple of like little sourdough like bread things that you could turn into a bread bowl, and I have soup heating up, and she walks in the door, and I say, listen, I'm not mad at you. But just know and understand that it's a little frustrating when you have enough time to go shopping for your friend's kid's clothes and for clothes for your kid, but you don't have enough time to make it a little bit easier on me in the 48 hours that I have at home that are already jam-packed with crap to do by putting groceries in the fridge. And she said, well, I was trying to make it so we used up all the food in the fridge so that we, you know, we weren't going out to eat. And, you know, as long as I didn't go shopping, then I knew I would eat the food that was in there. And I said, again, an outstanding plan. But then what does that leave me to do? She goes, well, there's more than enough food in there for you today. We had all the hors d'oeuvres that she rattled off. I go, well, what about on Wednesday when the sitter has to come to watch the kids? Is there food for the sitter? Is there food for, you know, the kids and stuff during that time? Because that just means, hey, shithead, on Monday or Tuesday, you have to go get all of the food. That's what you got to do, is my whole entire point for all of this, right? Is he going back to sleep or no? All right. So I just explained to them my entire point in this whole thing, which I said to you when you came home. I said, I'm not mad.
Yeah, I'm not good at planning ahead. I'm good at right now and tomorrow, and that's about it.
Which leads me to my other thing. This is going to make me sound like nothing but like a nagging bitch. And so I don't know what this does. I'm hoping, because usually this is what I found about the show. My inadvertent blabberings have somehow, in some way, shape, or form, helped somebody. So it makes it seem like, well, it's not blabbering now. It's not completely pointless. It's, you know, maybe it's just as simple as helping somebody listen to something else while the kids are sleeping and they're folding laundry or whatever it is they're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I did today. And all of it I did. Except for two loads of wash I did before lunch.
I know. It was insane when I got home.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and it's because tomorrow is going to be busy. And I just wanted to have a day where I could sit and I could chill. And I wouldn't have to do anything before I have to go back out on the road. Now, I was also aware that when I go out on the road, it's not a lot of work. But it is hard because you don't like the idea of stuff needing to be done at home. and you're stuck halfway across the country with no way to do it. Mm-hmm. And you know that it's just getting worse and worse. And that if you don't do what you can when you can, that when you come home, you're not going to be able to enjoy it. And the holidays are coming. I want to do all that, right? So it's not. I feel like I'm kind of throwing you under the bus here when this is all my idea to do all this shit to begin with. And I'm fully aware.
Well, you do that sometimes, though. It's like not everything has to be done that day, and you want to bang through it and get everything done. And you yourself even told me you can't do it all in one day. Do one thing at a time and then try to enjoy some time.
What I did was I said that you can't because clearly I can.
Yeah, but then it stresses you out.
Hold on.
And then it wasn't worth it.
Hold on. Did I really get stressed out?
Mm.
No. I did not get stressed out. Because not to sing my praises. I'm not saying this to brag. I'm just saying I want to fairly represent both sides of this.
Okay.
Because I felt like I maintained my composure. Now, a lot of it, honestly, has to do with the fact that Jack slept for 3 hours inexplicably. And Jacob, for whatever reason, decided to be a fucking angel today.
Yeah, I told
just
him
an
yesterday.
Amazing
said, give
child.
Dad a break. Be good for him tomorrow.
Amazing. So you're going to try and take credit now for the
no.
Good behavior?
Oh, my God.
That
I'm
was a
glad
joke.
He was a good boy.
That was there we go. That's what mommy says. Mm-hmm. That's what mommy says. Is this still fun for you?
Oh, it's loads. It's a blast. It makes me look like a total ass.
No, it does not. No, yes. Here's what, because you don't see, this is the other thing. There's two things. That what you just said, that made what you just said was, oh, loads. That makes you the man and me the chick. That's the basis of my frustration with my own marriage. I'm deeply, madly in love with you.
No, but you're a good
incredibly
man.
Incredibly attracted to
Maybe
you.
Maybe you just don't show the listeners that. I don't know. You're a very, very good man. And you're like a man.
You're not helping. You're trying to help, but just by you doing that also does not help. You understand we have a war veteran.
Mean?
We have
Wait,
a war
I
veteran.
A I can't win.
I know you can't win.
I know you do.
We have a war veteran that listens to the show that is laughing his ass off, I hope, hysterically. I mean,
that drives me crazy. You call him PTSD boy.
Why? We don't call him. Hold on. See, again, it's not fucking
That's
hard. If you listen
him
to the
feel
show.
Bad, though.
No, it doesn't.
No?
I don't call him PTSD boy, okay? I call him PTSD Jesse. That was the name I gave him.
Okay.
Because to me, if I say Jesse, I might be, in my mind,
you
I might be
think
thinking of
dad.
My dad or my grandpa.
Yeah,
like, they're both
true.
Named Jesse. Bill, however, if you haven't caught up to that episode, he dropped the traumatic. He just called it stressful, which I called him on. I was like, no, this dude is fucking taking, I don't know what he's actually taking, but 3 to the arm. You know, we'll talk a little bit about him later because he sent some emails in and stuff like that. But, yeah, so I don't know where I was going with that.
Okay.
But,
anyway.
So, do you have any response? I feel like I'm just babbling into a microphone by myself. I want to know, what are your opinions on this? Do you think I do anything wrong? What is it that I do? What should I do differently?
No, nothing. I mean, I think you're very, very helpful, and I think you're a very, very good dad.
I won't yell at you.
No, I know.
Now you're making me sound. Now I'm sound like I'm gonna abuse you. Like I'm gonna throw you into a doorknob or something if you say anything bad about me on the show.
No, not at all. Not at all, because I don't feel like that.
You don't feel like I'm gonna abuse you?
No, I don't feel like you're like I don't. I think you're a really good guy, and I think you're a really good dad, and you're a really, really good husband.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how come I'm not good enough to make you want to, you know, do these things to not make me frustrated? Do you honestly think that it's a no-win situation?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yeah, because like I said, like today, it was a perfect example of me trying to like be proactive and get stuff done so then we can sit and chill. And then that irritated you. So that's what I mean. I can't win. I cannot win. And when I clean out the fridge, when I'm thinking in my brain, okay, cool. Let's see how long we can go and get all this food out of here. Because if I go to the store, I'm more likely to eat what I just bought. So if I can only eat what's in front of me, then I'm going to go through and clear out the fridge.
Yeah.
So again, damned. Because I didn't. But if I would have gone to the grocery store and spent $150, it would have been, well, we have all this other food in here. Why didn't you eat that shit first?
That's fair.
See?
That's fair. That's very fair. But
but so I'm trying to change my ways of old habits that you've broken, only to be irritated with the new ways that I've tried to break my habits.
I need to go back to Malloy if that's the case. If it really is, because I don't see it as a no win. Here's what I do understand. I do understand that it is an unfair expectation for you to be able to completely understand my way of running things. Like, that I get is unfair. So what I think I'm doing doesn't. I don't think I nag. Like, I know
today the peaches, for example. What the fuck is this deal with the peaches? Shut up! Move out of the kitchen. Let me get the peaches. Yeah.
What did I do with the peaches? Oh, well. Okay. Because here's an example of how you have this solid point, right? Okay, you have this solid point of you're trying to do what you should be doing.
Should be called exhausted and irritated.
You have the solid point of this is what you should be doing,
yeah.
Right? That you should be eating all the food that's in the fridge. That's what. Which here, I want the listeners to know this: that there's a part of my brain that makes me think that these are just excuses that she makes up to make it all work out on her end of things. That she was really just interested in going shopping for clothes and didn't think about going grocery shopping, and so therefore she was like, "Oh, what I could do is spin this to where I'm trying to eat all the food in the refrigerator because then it's one thing." I know. I'm sure it can't be that way. It would blow my, because there's so many inconsistencies. Like, you know what I mean? If you could be that manipulative, there would be a consistency of that. But it's like, because here's the thing: she will eat all of the food in the fridge and make it to a point.
Toes.
No, I don't want to be on my toes. I want to be resting on my heels comfortably and be bored.
Okay,
you know what I want? I'll be honest with you. You know what I want? I want my kids to be well behaved, mm-hmm. right? And I want to do nothing but bang your brains out as often as I can.
Yeah.
That's all I want out of life at this point.
And you just want me to just smile?
No, I don't want you to just smile. No, I don't want a fucking robot, okay? That's not what I'm asking, okay? You understand what I'm saying,
yes,
right?
I do.
I'm just saying...
I get it.
This whole thing that you like to spin this, too, where you say, oh, I keep you on your toes. This is how I keep him interested. By pissing me off? Is that how you keep me interested? And maybe you're right. Maybe we should have Malloy on an episode with just you and I, where he mm-hmm. could say, I do think there's a little bit of that you need this volatility...
Yeah, but you're not like pissed angry. It's just
no. Like, I have moments, but because of therapy, I've backed those moments down a lot. You were there. Remember when I used to this is my favorite thing, which I still think is a solid piece of logic.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if I talked about this on the show or not, but is that we used to have this thing where we would give each other allowance because you like to spend money and I do not.
Oh, I'm horrible at allowance. Right? Still.
So I would give you a $50 allowance each month mm-hmm. and if we made money. Like, it's not like I got to spend whatever. People always looked at me like I'm a fucking...
Well, people always thought $50, that's too little. But when you add it up, that's a shit ton of money, people.
Well, yeah. Or let's not forget how little we were making.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And for a while, it was up to $100. When we were making good money, we bumped it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's also, well, no, that's right. For some reason, I thought it was every week, but it wasn't every week. But here's my point. So everybody always treated me like I was some kind of like, I don't know, like I this Greek guy, hairy backed, you know, with a wife beater and a gold chain, hairing him, you know, it laying in a unibrow. And I'm like, this is how much money you spend. All right, little bitch, okay? This is my money. I work hard for this money. I fuck you if you spend only this much. This is all you get, you insignificant woman. No, this was a way that I came up with, a system that I thought would alleviate all fights with money.
Yeah.
Because you had a desire to do things like buy shoes that I felt were completely irrational, mm-hmm. but it was unfair for us to share finances and not have a shared level.
That's my weakness.
A shared level of being able to spend that money that we both put into our pot. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, I get $50. I could buy video games, which I'm sure seems irrational to you, right? You can go buy shoes or do whatever you want. Or go. And what you would do was you would go out to eat fast food with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you would blow through all of it.
To eat out.
And here's the other thing that blew my mind. She would take $50 and literally blow through it in 10 days. It would all be
maybe
gone
even less.
In 10 days. And I would be like, how can you...
fucking live, yeah. right? And then I would have to keep a minimum balance because we would use the check cards. That's how we would. We had two separate checking accounts, and we would use a check card. And I'd go, well, let's keep a minimum balance of $25. That way, when you get gas in the car, because we didn't have credit cards then.
$4 left.
Yeah, you would overdraw it, and then I would have to put money in there so you could put gas in the fucking car.
Yeah.
And this is what my point was, is that there was moments, severe moments, where you would hit $49.97 or whatever, or you'd be at $52, okay, of the $50 you'd already spent, and you would go to Taco Bell and you would buy a burrito supreme.
Over the edge. Yep.
And that's what would bring you over the top.
Yep.
No matter how many times I got frustrated about this, it was always Taco Bell. You thought, well,
it's just a little bit more.
Yep. And the first time you did it, I go, just so you know, a little bit more is still more. It's still more. Okay. You need to learn to spend what you and I agree upon. And I used to also make this analogy that you did not think was the same, but I was like, I trust you to only spend the amount of money. It's like you sit here face to face and you look at me and you say $50 is enough. And then you go spend more than $50. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's the same as me sitting here and going, when I go out on the road, I will not cheat on you.
Yeah, no, it's so not the same.
Exactly. Right. But it is.
No.
It's an agreement. It's an agreement.
Okay.
I understand that, yes, they do have varying levels of indiscrepancy or whatever to many people. But in my opinion, if you just try to go black and white, like we have an agreement, this, you know what I mean? So here's my point. I would yell at her and I would say, do you understand that that means that a burrito supreme, the lowest form of fast food, is more important to you than your husband's happiness? And you would say, well, that makes me feel bad. I'm like, well, then good. Then stop. Whatever it takes to get you to stop doing this. What got us onto this? I can't remember now.
I don't know.
Oh, the peaches. That's what it was.
And Malloy. Oh, peaches. Right. Yeah, full circle.
So here's the point. So she goes through this whole thing of, I'm cleaning the fridge. This is what I'm doing. I'm making it as I'm using all the food in the fridge. All of our resources are not being wasted. Okay. So as soon as she comes home, I offer peaches to Jacob. I even say the words, you have peaches left over from your lunch.
Oh, I missed that. I just heard peaches.
Because my son, as many of you have to be aware, if your kid isn't already in the double digits, that they will say they want something and they only can eat a certain, they only are interested or can eat just the tiniest little bit, and a lot of it's wasted. You know what I mean? So her and I have agreed that we're going to give him a small amount so that, and it's healthier. It's the way people should be eating. I think, you know, it's why I feel like a fat ass, because I feel guilty if I'm wasting food. I can't get over that, right? So here's my point. So we scoop out a little bit and I put some in a Tupperware. It goes in the fridge. Now, my wife does this, but always, I'm constantly finding little tiny Tupperware pieces hidden in the back of the fucking fridge with rotten fucking fruit.
When was the last time you saw rotten anything in that fridge?
It's been forever because you went back to work and I take care of the fridge now.
Oh,
yeah.
No. I've
How does
been
that
watching
taste?
That stuff,
No,
too.
You have not. You have
yes,
not
I have. Finish the peaches story.
So you can tell the story about how much you've been watching fruit?
No, so we can move on.
God damn it. Everything in my marriage is emasculating. So here's my point. So then what does she do? She rips open a new fruit cup, like right out of the box. Like, bam, let's do this. By the way, I think there's only one left, right? Was that the one you opened? Was the last one in the drawer?
I think so.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. Outstanding. And so what did I say?
I don't know. I remember a couple weeks ago you said don't drain the peaches because then they'll last longer, so I didn't drain them.
This is so horrible for me.
The Tupperware things in there.
Well, now I know what my next hour is going to be. It's going to be nothing about how I became the fucking woman in my relationship. Then I'm sitting here going, what did I say? What did I tell you? You tell me, what did I say? And you get to fucking sit over there and go, I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, about what part?
About what part? I could probably get a sitcom if I could be a fucking man in my marriage. And yes, I'm blaming this on you.
Okay.
Because if you could just be a little bit more chickish, then I would probably fall into a role of being a little more manly. I think that's how it would work out. Sure. Just sit there and stare at me.
I didn't want to interrupt you. You were going back to the peaches.
So my point was that you brought up the peaches as
this
if
is a mess.
As if it's as long as what I just said about everything, right? Uh-huh. Here's what I did. Because I've been to multiple, I think it was like, what did I go see Malloy for? 6 months? 7 months?
Or
no, it wasn't that long.
I think it was. I think it was like half a year.
It was like a few months. Like
no, it was a half a year. Okay. And the first like 2 months, I was going every week.
Oh, yeah.
And then I cut back to once a month.
Yeah.
But anyway.
He's great.
So he's helped you a ton with my, as far as like me. Like he's helped our marriage be better by helping me be less of a dipshit. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah.
Because here's what happened today with the peaches. What I wanted to say was I wanted to immediately start.
I know. You said you were about to go, and then you went, never mind. I know, yeah. And I knew. I was like, what the fuck is this doing with the peaches?
Because I just looked to my right. I'm making dinner. I'm plating up. I'm making a plate of food for our son. I've
and
got
I'm
it under control.
To help, then you and you're trying to
help.
Thing.
But whenever you're trying to help isn't helping.
See, that's why I went and took the kids upstairs to give them a bath.
That's not helping.
That was helping.
It was helping.
Because then we got out of the kitchen.
Right. But this point is that it's not helping. This is when
this
you open a brand new
bath.
Thing of peaches. When I just said the words, this is what goes through my mind. Mm-hmm. How is it that I can literally just say, do you want some peaches, Jacob? Because you have some peaches left over from your lunch. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, yeah. Then I'm like, great. That's a parenting win. I'm about to get some fucking fruit in this kid. And he's going to eat leftovers, which is what I want. Mm-hmm. I want him to eat all of the fucking
well, I didn't
fruit
hear
cup.
You all say all that. Your back was
by
turned.
The way,
you're talking
my
to
back
him.
Was turned. Fuck.
I was over there looking at Jack or something.
I like that you treat my voice. We joke on this show that I'm loud as fuck, and you treat my voice like if I turn my back,
I can tune
like,
you out.
Like,
really
like
well.
On the show, if I this is I'm talking, and all of a sudden my voice gets like this. If I turn around and nobody can hear me, and then now all of a sudden it comes fully into focus. Mm-hmm. No, that's not how it works. I'm loud as fuck. Our kids, each
I know,
of our children, have
out.
Recognized.
I can because I was like looking at Jack and I'm like, and I just hear wah, 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 wah. I don't hear anything in the background. Yeah. It's a talent.
Well, that's been our show. I'm going to cut it short because I need to find a divorce attorney. Because it's,
okay,
because
finish the peaches.
There's nothing to finish. Everybody gets it. They get the point. You don't get the point?
Do
she looks so confused. Oh my god, this is a disaster. I don't know if I'm gonna if you're hearing this episode. Oh my god.
No, like you were gonna talk to
I wish,
them and
I
tell
wish,
them about
I wish this could be an episode
I
that I could just send to
put
Bill.
Put them on the plate and you were like
talk into the microphone.
I was.
No.
I put them on the plate and I put them in the Tupperware thing and you were just like, "What is she doing?"
No. You opened a thing of peaches, and my first thought was, I said the words left over from lunch. Mm-hmm. There's a Tupperware thing in there. She is no wonder she never fucking uses the Tupperware peaches because she's constantly just going, here's where we keep the peaches in the drawer. I'm just a brainless monkey. Here's where the peaches get from. I get peaches from here because I'm a stupid, stupid man woman. This is how I do things. All the peaches are always in this drawer. I get a new cup of peaches every time unless my husband talks to me. And then I say things like, I'm trying to use all of the food that is in the refrigerator because I know that's what would make you happy. Mm-hmm. This is how I spin things. To say those words and then immediately follow with, just going to get some new peaches out of the drawer. Here's where I get the peaches from. I do all of these things to make you happy. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, I, for whatever reason, have feel now in the last year of my life. This is me. I'm doing you right now.
Okay.
I feel in the last year of my life, I feel that ice cube trays are just like any dish.
It's a little Paula Deen coming out, huh?
Just like any dish. An ice cube tray needs to be sanitized.
Oh,
even though it's just freezing fucking water in a freezer, I have to put it on the dryer. It's got to sit on the dish dryer with all the bowls and the pots and everything. And it's got to sit out there and air dry so they can properly freeze my water.
I said that last time on the episode I was on that it was just being lazy. Just lay it there until I get to it.
Now, when was that episode?
A while ago.
Yeah. And why are you still doing it then? Why? How can
I don't do it as much.
See, there you go again.
I still do it though.
At least it was the consignment store. I don't do it as much.
Yeah.
You. When do you not do it?
When you're not home.
That's convenient. That's fucking convenient.
You don't miss
there
a beat
has to, there
when
has
you
to,
come back. Oh, my God. To. It's like, what was it? Oh, I had a shirt on the bed. That's what it was. Like, you see anything that's out of place and you jump all over my ass.
I do not.
Shirt on the bed.
I have learned to not jump on your ass.
I just saw it and I thought, oh, I better take that off so Justin can crawl into bed. And then you slung it across the room. And I was like, you don't miss a beat.
No, well, you thought like I was being disrespectful to your clothes. And in my mind, I was like, oh, this is where she pulls her clothes on the floor next to her bed. I do, too. That's not an issue with it. But here's the other part about that issue, too. Let's talk about this bed issue. I constantly am getting yelled at because she will get into bed, a bed that is never made, by the way. We do not make our bed. Okay. We never make our bed. There was a time when I craved it. I liked the idea of pulling back and then laying into nice and just crisp. Something about it felt good.
Yeah.
And I had to learn to let that go through fucking 6 months of therapy. Do you understand? Let's honestly break that down. Mm-hmm. I don't know what this says. I don't know what it's to me because I needed the therapy.
You didn't go through therapy because you had issues with our marriage per se.
Well, I went through therapy. You're right. But as soon as that stuff came up, there was a humongous like kaboom. That was when I stopped going to therapy, was when he dropped that bomb on me of, you know, when I said, I feel like I get everything that whatever she needs to be happy, I get and I do it and I make it happen. Mm-hmm. I go, but I feel like I don't get the same in return. And he said, because she didn't grow up in a house where it was a prerequisite for love, is what he said to me. And I went, wait a minute. Hey, yeah. Hold on, Doc. I don't know if you know this.
I'm
but
paying you.
No, no. Well, no, I didn't even think that. What I said was, Doc, I don't know if you understand this, but I've literally been winning every argument since we got together. I've literally had it on lockdown since we got together. And then I know you got a doctorate and that makes you credible. And so this is really challenging for me to understand what you're trying to say here. And you just dropped a massive amount of knowledge on me right there. Mm-hmm. Because there's a little bit of that, you know, in my dad, in that it's like, hey, if you do things my way, then everything's fine.
Right.
If you decide to do things differently,
that's how you grew up.
We got a problem.
Yeah.
Now, he's changed a lot since he's gotten older and become a grandfather and all that stuff. But so anyway, I don't know why I got into that. Here's my point. You get into bed last night and you go, what the fuck is going on with these sheets?
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, I've been away from the house. I haven't even been in the fucking state for 5 days.
Because I slept in the middle and I kept pulling stuff over and I got cold a couple nights.
You have the audacity
to, at least
to say out loud. Not even if it was just intended to the heavens. You have the audacity to say out loud, what the fuck is going on with these sheets? Like in the 45 minutes since I walked in the door with my luggage and managed to start laundry and fix lights.
Was it implying that you fucked them up?
Who are you asking now?
I'm talking.
Yeah.
I'm just talking.
You're just talking.
That's all.
Then shut up. That makes me feel like a man. Quit talking about the sheets and go, what the fuck? Because you have said this to me. What the fuck did you do to the sheets? You've said those words to me before. Now, do I sleep under the sheets?
No.
Yes. Right? Uh-huh. So why are you asking me what the fuck I did with the sheets? When you mummify your fucking self, you make yourself into a fucking Fort Knox instead of gold, it's vagina that mm-hmm. you carry in there that there's no way I could ever break into. Or if I do, any kind of mood or anything like that is quickly tempered by the 30 to 40 minutes it takes for you to disrobe and remove all the layers, unwrap yourself from the sheet cocoon.
By that point, you're asleep.
Usually. Usually. Or and it's not like it's anticipation. It's always annoyance. It's not like it. I don't understand how strip teases can be. They're completely ruined for me.
Because they go on and on and on tried to do it.
Oh, my God. No, it's just the concept. The concept of a striptease has been ruined since I've married you. Because if I see a girl slowly removing her clothing, I'm just, get to the fucking point already. Come on. Let's pick it up, baby. All right? I got a kid that might wake up any minute. Right. All right? That's happened to me before.
Yes.
All right? That was not a fun night.
That was hilarious.
But funny, but not fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. We did it, dear.
Wow. You had a whole thing on your cell phone that you wanted to go over stuff.
Yeah, but you make me angry and you inspire me.
And then
it goes
off and off.
And that's how it works.
My emails or rant line?
Do you have any? I don't think we have any rant. We have emails, but I think I should save for those for Bill.
Aww.
I think that's. I do. I am curious because I did not. I wanted to not do this as a. As a bonus episode, because he always jokes about me cheating on him with Joseph Baird.
Oh, I know.
And
yeah.
I would like to hear him talk about how he's going to, I'm cheating on him with my wife. Yeah. I like the idea of that.
I'll probably go, what the?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about PTSD, Jesse, because I like his quick email. And I'll probably bring it up again next week, so I apologize to our listeners in advance, but I wanted you to hear it because I think you'd get a kick out of it. Is I just reminded the wife why she loves me. She won't walk right tomorrow. Winning.
That's funny.
Isn't that pretty pretty freaking adorable? Uh-huh. Isn't that? Have I ever made it to where you can't walk right the next day? You could be honest. I'm not looking
where I can't
for
walk right?
A compliment.
Well, in a like a, I don't know.
Do you not feel comfortable talking about this?
That's kind of weird.
To talk about?
Yeah.
How come it doesn't bother you when I talk about this stuff, but you don't like talking? I never would have imagined that you would get shy or bashful about this.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm on the microphone.
It's sheer numbers.
Like I said, if I'm not in front of here and you're just talking about me, then it's funny. But when I'm right here in front of you, then it might not be as funny.
What do you mean? It's not about being funny all the time. That's also funny. Awkward can be funny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hopefully they're laughing.
You don't feel comfortable telling people whether or not I've made you walk funny?
Weird. No. No.
I've never seen my wife act like this. This is hilarious. Then he sent us another email 3 days later saying, the next morning I gave it to her again later that day. She tried for round three in a 24-hour period. I stayed outside doing yard work, even though I reached muscle failure twice already. I guess the question is, what have you done to get out of sex? PTSD Jesse. See, if he didn't like it, he wouldn't sign the end of his emails that
That's
way.
That's true. Yeah.
Have you ever done anything to... Do you feel comfortable talking about this? Have you ever done anything to get out of having sex with me?
No. Not on purpose.
Not on purpose. That's interesting.
No.
What have you done that's been on purpose or not that's been accidental? Well, are you like, talking about when you have like a visitor?
Like moments. No, like moments when I'm like, ooh, yeah, let's, I'm ready to rock. And then I go to bed and I'm like...
Yeah. Oh, sweet Jesus.
That's so much better.
Sweet Jesus. There's been a lot of that. Where she'll
or
come
like
home from work.
Even yesterday, I was like, oh, this bed feels so good. Okay, you feel good too, but oh, this bed feels so good.
Well, I didn't know that's what you meant. You meant you were ready to go to sleep?
Yeah, well, you quickly changed my mind, but that's neither here nor there.
You don't want to talk about that
but
either?
But I mean, like past times, then, yeah. It's like you're tired.
You've come home from work and you start laying your hands on me. This is what I love.
Yeah, like during the day, I'm like, oh, yeah. And then like after I get home from
which
work,
which would be awesome
like, oh,
if it wasn't for these little
cock
blockers.
And then as I go to bed, I'm like, oh, must sleep. But then when you think about it, like it's really only, you know, 15, 20 minutes out of your day. So suck it up and roll with it. But then there's some times where it's like, oh, 20 more minutes of sleep would be nice.
I wonder if you just insulted me by you said 15, 20 minutes.
I don't think so. I think we do a bang out job.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we do it very well.
Do it in 5 to 10 and be like, cool, you good? You good? Yep, I'm good. You good? Yep, we're good. Okay, you, night. Yep,
a home run is a home run. You
exactly.
know what I mean? You touched them all and you, that's a win is
tink,
a win.
Tink, tink, tink. As you're older and you know what makes you tick, then sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I think it was Bill Engvall has a... It's either Bill Engvall
like
or
said,
Jeff Foxworthy has a joke about that.
4-month-old and a 3-year-old and they could wake up or cry or need to eat or have need
it's
milk.
Pretty exciting. I don't know if this makes you feel uncomfortable, but it was a pretty exciting day for me that one time when I talked about it, I think, on the show where I played a quick game with him and then said, okay, watch these cartoons real quick.
And you came upstairs.
I came upstairs
yeah,
and we
like,
jumped
what
in the shower.
Are you doing? Where are the kids? And okay. And it was perfect.
Yeah,
timing.
I didn't feel comfortable locking the door, locking the kids out because I don't know why. And it was literally
like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
It was like perfect timing. Yeah. And Jacob goes. Always comes and he'll lay, like, he'll go up there when I take a shower and stuff and he'll just sit and hang out with me when I get ready in the morning. So, yeah.
Yeah, good times. It's a fun, I think it was a fun episode. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, you took off. She got warm. She took off the blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got the heart rate going.
Yeah, you got me all hot and bothered.
That's not true. I know because you do it in some weird accent. Hot and bothered.
What?
I don't know. You just did like some.
I didn't do it in an accent.
You did some like Minnesota thing.
No, sure.
Well, this has been my wife and I nagging on each other for by an hour. And when I say by me,
your skin's falling off your bones.
That's funny. Men in Black. That's like one of the three favorite bits that my wife does that makes me giggle every time like an idiot.
Sugar water.
Oh, damn it. I love you, woman.
Your skin's falling off your bones.
Please stop this so I can finish the show.
Focus.
You can send us an email to show@thedadpodcast.com. Or give us a call, 408-228-4911. If you send us other emails or...
Oh, wait a minute. Did you buy popcorn?
No, I did not.
Oh, my gosh. I was thinking about that today when I was listening. We should have bought popcorn.
He wouldn't let me.
Oh.
That's not true.
Hopefully you won't make too much fun of me.
I'm going to be at the Columbus Funny Bone auditioning for all the improvs and Funny Bones. Ooh. Even though I've already been cleared, I'm trying to show them, hey, I'm a funny guy.
Yeah. So you're paying for a flight and being gone for a babysitter is going to cost us over $140. Please book him. God's sakes.
You know he doesn't listen, right?
Well, maybe you should start.
I don't think he will ever. Well, now it's going to be, yeah, whatever. So give me, I'm going to be at the, like I said, Columbus Funny Bone on November 9th, Omaha Funny Bone November 10th through 13th, and then Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale, California on December 1st through 4th. And it looks like I'm coming back to Denver December 14th through the 18th with Heath Heitch, which is the comic that I mention a lot on the show. So if you listen to the show and you're in the Denver area, we're going to be probably at the Comedy Works Landmark, I'm assuming. Doing shows.
I hate that you always go there in the snow.
Well, it's because it's holidays, and I think it's because he is clean, and I think we're going to have to do like a show for kids, like that's for all ages. I don't know. I haven't talked to him enough about it. Like that literally just came down the pipe. Please go to thedadpodcast.com, click on the amazon.com banner for all your holiday shopping needs, because then it doesn't cost you anything. Does not cost you a dime at all. You can, honest to God, you can compare the difference. All it means is that, hey, these guys refer, so they give us a taste of whatever it is you purchased. And I really think that's, we could see a lot of stuff coming in. By the way, again, thank you for all the subscribers to the show. And by subscribers, I mean the paid subscribers. But if you're subscribing through iTunes, I appreciate you just as much. Well, I should really appreciate the people who pay more, I guess. Huh? Now, this is a hole that I cannot get out of. So, on behalf of my dear, dear, lovely, lovely bride, beautiful mother of my children, and bane of my existence, Natalie Worsham, I love you very much. You know that, right?
I love you too,
All right, good. This is Justin Worsham saying, stay frosty.